Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, just after 4 o'clock. That means it's time for some football talk, because football is knock, knock, knocking on the door just around the corner. Some teams have already reported. I think it was the Chargers I saw. Rookies reported.
That sounds like Harbaugh.
And I think it's probably the teams that are in the Hall of Fame game. They have that first preseason game in Canton. So football's underway. Contracts are being signed. We talked about that Garrett Wilson deal yesterday. Well, the Jets followed that up with $120 million for Sauce Gardner. That's one, Patriots fans, that actually matters, because that's the road that Christian Gonzalez is going down. So bare minimum, to keep Christian Gonzalez, you'll be giving him 4 years and $140 million. Whatever the percentage is you add on top of Sauce Gardner's.
It's such a funny league, by the way. Sauce's total was $30.1 million to jump. I think it was Derek Stingley had $30 million. Yep. Such a copycat league all the time.
Agents are like, I got to get more. I got to get more. I got to be able to sell that I got more, and I can tell everybody I got more.
Right.
So Christian Gonzalez will get that. We have some new audio here. Obviously, before we get into surprise cuts, this guy is not going to be a surprise cut. There are a handful of Patriots, you know, 10 guys. You could say there's no chance in hell that guy would ever get cut. And that starts with the quarterback, Drake May. It's a fascination for Ted Johnson. How's he going to lead? What's he going to do? He's been in the offseason. He's at the lake throwing balls off a tube to a guy on a jet ski. Camaraderie. Hip, hip, hooray. This is a little new audio about Drake May and his evolution this season.
I thought he was one of the best prospects I've ever seen coming out of school. I really do. In terms of, he's a rare, guy. In terms of, size, athleticism, intelligence, competitiveness, all of that stuff. Found himself in a brutal situation his rookie year. Lack of talent around him. I just think in terms of how the organization was being coached, all of that stuff. It was like a reboot in year two, and he gets the benefit of a great coach who I think is going to end up pulling the best out of him. Both head coach and offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels. And then I think the help around him. So, the improvement in the talent. Now, look, one swing at it in terms of improving in an offseason, it's hard to fix everything in New England with where they were. But I do believe that the jump from year one to year two is going to be drastic for Drake May.
That was Tim Hasselbeck. I'll be honest, when I was setting that cut up, I couldn't remember if it was Tim or Matt, and I didn't want to just yell Hasselbeck. So that's Tim Hasselbeck talking about the year two jump that a lot of people are expecting
from Drake May. It's a real thing.
But the roster around him, we know will be a factor in his jump, not just the coaches, but the offensive line, the playmakers, whatever. And there'll be a lot of interesting competitions going on. We detailed that the other day here on 4 o'clock football. But today, we're asking for surprise cuts. And before we start offering names, I need to remind people, because I've done this task many, many times on podcasts and radio shows, and people immediately get mad and call you a moron or an idiot. If it's an obvious cut, we're not talking about it. This is surprise cuts. So we're not necessarily predicting this could happen. We're just saying, is there a scenario, an outside chance? Because if it's not a surprise, it's not fun. Okay, so saying that, Ted, can I go first?
Yeah, go.
Because I have one.
Go.
And people are going to yell. People are going to yell at me. I'm going to say Ramondre Stevenson.
Wow.
Because is there a scenario where Ramondre Stevenson, who's in better shape and everybody wants good things, I don't know, maybe he gets a rep in practice, fumble. Maybe he gets a couple reps, 10 reps in a preseason game, fumble. Is there a scenario, the guy fumbled 7 times last year, we didn't like what we saw even with some of his running, did he start to get worn down? I'm just saying, if fumbling is an issue, I don't know how long he can hang around with his second head coach putting the football on the ground. Surprise cut. You heard me.
And the camp cut, right?
Yeah.
Camp,
oh, yeah.
Before the season starts.
That's why he's got to fumble in camp and in preseason action. Okay. And also, running back is the easiest position to fill a void. Feels like every year there's teams like a veteran running back was on the open market. You pick him up. And Travion Henderson. What if he's great? If he's great and Ramondre is fumbling, I'm just saying maybe there's a scenario where you're – and that would be a shocking cut, I think, for everybody. If we ever got – the Patriots made an announcement today. They have moved on from running back Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, that would be big news, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Dan, you want to go next? Or
no, all you. All you.
All right, so to me, I think it's obvious. To me, it's Jalen Polk. Obviously, you go, you know, second-round draft pick from last year. Just did nothing. He, to me, I know he's coming off of an injury. He wasn't playing much at minicamp. I don't see anything from the kid. I needed to see a flash. Give me a flash. I didn't hardly see any flashes from him last year. So, to me, the where he was drafted and to play in this league, I would have felt as if there was a game or two or a play or two that stood out where I said, oh, okay, I can see the ability. I didn't see any of that last year. So I just, as bad as this receiving core is, I feel like he might be a guy that potentially could get cut.
It's a bad group, but it is also a group that has a few guys that you would expect to be locks. They may not be elite number ones, but assuming Stephon Diggs comes back and keeps his head square on his shoulders, he's a lock. You're not cutting Williams. Pop Douglas isn't going anywhere, and you just signed Mac Hollins. So that automatically leaves 2, maybe 3 spots, and normally once you get down that far in the depth chart, you got to bring a little something else. You're a special teamer. You're doing something that's
unique. And if Chisholm's making this team,
right,
that's 5.
Right. So,
oh,
and then
boy,
you got Bourne and Booty and on down the line. Yep. I mean, those are really the other two, but you're really going to take either one of those second-year guys over either of them? I wouldn't think so.
So Jalen Polk should be a lock. A second-year, second-round pick
should be
a lock.
Yeah.
But not only was he terrible, brought nothing, Ted. I can tell you, I think the last play I really remember from him, I believe, was the end of minicamp. He caught a pass in the corner. They had officials on the field. I believe it was the end of veteran minicamp, and Drake May threw a pass up in the corner, and I'm pretty sure Polk was the rookie receiver that caught it. That was the last play. And that your last play was in minicamp? Nothing in my mind from training camp. Nothing from, like, preseason. He had a couple touchdowns. They were as meaningless could be during the regular season. That's pretty bad. And then you mix in the new head coach. Like, so that's not Mike Vrabel's guy. If Mike Vrabel drafted him, I think he'd still be here. I think he would get a longer
rope.
That
was another point I was going to make.
Right?
That's a good one to bring
up.
But
you can just be like, Gerard Mayo, you screwed that up big time.
How many Gerard Mayo guys are still here?
Yeah, there are fewer and more far between. Side note that was brought to my attention. Little birdie told me that Gerard Mayo was vacationing on the Cape this week with the entire Mayo family. Mom and the parents, his brother Duran, who still works for the team, I believe.
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
They were down living the resort life on the Cape.
Wow.
Enjoying some time.
There's a tell-all podcast. There's a book. There's a TV appearance. There's something there.
Yeah.
if it could be a WEEI Afternoons interview, that'd be sick.
We'll never hear it.
Gerard, call anytime you want.
Never hear it.
If you lose any money because of it, don't blame us.
He made a lot of money to be the coach for 1 year. A lot of money.
And he's keeping a lot of money by keeping his mouth shut. Is that fair to say?
That's very, very fair
smart
to say.
Okay, so Dan, do you have one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got?
I think it's a guy who enraged fans to no end as this new coaching unit has seemed to really value character and, you know, and accountability and all the other stuff. Jelani Tavai, I think that you strengthened that position considerably this offseason. I think he is on the outside looking in, where he's kind of on the bubble. And unless there is some kind of repentance and he buys in more with Mike Vrabel versus not with Gerard Mayo, I don't know if he has the tiebreaker, so to speak, that would keep him on the roster.
So two layers to him. He did have that calf injury in the offseason.
Yep.
Which probably could help lead toward, you're not physically right.
Yeah,
you're not
sure.
My guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the flip side is, I think Mike Reese reported this in his Sunday notes, that Tavai is one of the few guys that has been here the entire offseason, never left to go anywhere. So maybe he knows that and he's trying to be like, you know, in sight and not out of mind later in the year. Although it didn't work for David Andrews or Joe Cardona. They showed up for Mike Vrabel's press conference and he still got rid of their asses despite them being captains.
They brought in two linebackers, Harold Landry, of course, Clavon Chasen. And Clavon Chasen was playing a lot at minicamp. And then you got Robert Spillane. So Jelani's played inside and outside. Those are three linebackers that play the same position that I think are ahead of him in the depth chart.
He was absolutely on my list. Absolutely. Yeah. And if not that this matters to the team, but he played a role in them being a dumb, unlikable team with that comment about fans need to know their roles, little fire.
And that's kind of part of my point is if that was just a one-off and at the end of a bad season with where the culture was crap, then all right, that's fine. But if you're going with what are my little details that determine are you my last guy in the depth chart or not, that's not a mark in his favor. Certainly not.
Well, I will say the one thing, I do think he was actually trying to do the right thing with that comment. I think he was trying to defend his head coach and he was trying to be a good soldier and all those things.
Right.
Yep.
And it was a little like Will Clark. I think he was trying to do the right thing for the Giants, just the execution was a little lacking and he wasn't very good.
And I like his game. He makes plays, but they're not really impactful plays.
Nope.
You know, he's a smart guy. He can play multiple positions. He's just kind of a dependable guy, but he's not going to really bring anything that is special to the defense.
Nope. He's a good player on a bad team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's good enough to be a good player on a bad team, but if you get your defense up to the level you want it to be, I don't think he's out there very often.
So after writing my notes for Argo this morning, I played the the important things of the
Argo
morning with my
bleep.
With my coffee this morning, I was playing the roster game, just trying to write out a note and get myself as close to 53
as
possible.
You did a 53-man roster of coffee this
morning? Yeah, I'll show you it during the break.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Ken Laird, get this man a raise.
I'll just sit here every day. That's fine.
I'm just going to make a roster.
Yeah.
Well, because
I didn't have a great idea, especially on the defensive end. There's so many moving parts at the back end of the depth chart. Yeah. What I'm curious to ask you guys about is, where do you think they go on the offensive line? Because you have a lot of guys that play a lot of one position offensive linemen that don't do it great. You have a couple guys that are swing tackles. Who gets cut there?
So that leads me into my net. I think I have Cole Strange on my list, a former first round pick.
Oh,
who I think he could start at two positions.
Left guard.
See, I think he could either start at guard or center or be cut. Like, I think that interior
Jack
line
of all is, trades, master of none.
Yeah. And
I'm not ready to give up on him.
I kind of am.
Yeah. A lot of people are. I'm not ready to give up on him just yet.
But that's why he's a surprise cut. But certainly he has the first round pick tied to him.
And he has
the clip of McVay laughing when they drafted him. So, like, there's sort of a narrative around Cole Strange. Then the injury, and is he good? What position does he play? Also, does he fit what they want to do? He's now been through three or four offensive coordinators, offensive line coaches.
The best one he's had will be this year with Doug Marone.
If he makes it. If he gets to stick around with him.
I think he will.
You don't think there's any chance?
No, surprise cut. Just tell me who. Yeah. Tell me who's gonna. You know, is it Caden Wallace, Layden Robinson, City So?
Sure.
Do you think Fitzy's boy Wilson ends up starting? Maybe you slide Bradbury over. Right. I know he's played a little guard.
Yeah,
could
Wilson's
do that.
A wild Jared card. Wilson. You drafted him in the third round. If he's the starter at center and locks down one of those positions, and then Caden Wallace, if he just steps up and you're like, wow, this guy can absolutely play. I don't know. I just don't think too many guys have to step up.
Wouldn't be right
for Cole Strange to be the odd man out there.
I just think there's something there. there. I'd like to see, he was hurt most of last year. I'd like to see one more year out of him before I totally give up on a first round draft pick. That's it.
Do your two tackles, does Vedarian Lowe and Demontre Jacobs make your roster?
Vedarian Lowe, I think, makes the roster.
Okay.
Because as much
as mine too, just as Will Campbell insurance.
Yeah, as much as you don't want to see him play.
Yeah,
he was basically a full season starting left tackle in the NFL a year ago for a bad team and a bad line and a bad one.
Right,
but you got to have a backup.
Yeah,
and having a backup with some experience, like
behind a guy who's never played an NFL game,
who might not even be a tackle.
Right,
who Ted Johnson and others believe might be a guard.
Yeah.
So yes, I think Vedarian Lowe is, and even the other guy, Morgan Moses, is older, dealt with a knee injury. He's 34.
Yeah, he's 34.
So he's an old guy with a knee injury.
He looks a lot better than you would think, though, at his
age. I know, but, you know, the internal is still 34. If you cut him, he has rings that say he's 34 years old in there. So you're going to need some depth. I won't sell this person under the bus, but I am getting text responses personally, not to the text line, that this is always a controversial topic when you say surprise cut, because people debate it. And somebody texted me and said, Tavai and Polk are not surprise cut candidates. They could get cut and no one would be remotely surprised. There's an angry person texting me.
A second round draft pick, only 1 year, to me would be a surprise for Jalen Polk.
Me too. Even if you think it could happen, you're going to be surprised when it happens, because he's a second year, second
usually
round
pick. Second rounders get at least 2 to 3 years.
And I'll tell you in the break who that was and why you want to fight this
person. Okay.
Right. Does his name rhyme
is it
with
PP?
All right, if you guessed it, it's Paul
Mike.
I knew who Scott. I knew who's texting you, PP.
Yeah, he was texting. He just said, our streak of people not understanding the definition of a surprise cut continues, LOL.
There isn't enough depth on this roster for all of them to be surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want me to give you some Jabril Peppers? Well, he played 5-6 games last year. He got arrested. Like, there's one.
That would be a very surprising.
Yeah, there you go. That's, yeah.
But it's a hard list, though. It's a hard list. I mean, like, Antonio Gibson, is that what Kendrick Bourne? Is that Jabril Peppers, Marte Mapu, Anthony Jennings? Those are other guys I wouldn't be surprised.
Wide receiver.
Maybe be a little surprised.
Is going to have a cut that at least makes you go, huh, yeah, I knew it might happen, but I'm still surprised. Like, Kayshon Booty, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker,
Kendrick Bourne.
Like, two of those guys are getting cut.
Yep.
And they feel like, in a weird way, you don't expect them to get cut, but you expect them to be cut.
You missed the name.
I'm going to bring up the name because he said it earlier. He said the freaking name.
Yeah.
This guy shouldn't be a surprise cut. But somehow he's evolved into a surprise cut before he's ever put shoulder pads or helmet on for the New England Patriots. The little white guy, Efton Chisholm, who everybody has just penciled into a roster spot because he's a little white wide receiver, and we're in New England and Wes Welker and Julian Edelman existed.
The new pocket Hercules.
Yes. Like, he's going to surprise people when he gets cut.
Yeah.
And I do think it's a when he gets cut.
No. So he won't make the opening day roster.
Correct.
He's going to be on the practice squad.
Doesn't matter. That's a cut. He's going to be in a release of names that says the Patriots waived or released or whatever the terminology is.
People are going to be upset.
Yes.
People are going to see one of the names that you just mentioned make it and see Efton Chisholm not and go, what is this team
and
doing?
Some of those
what is
people,
Elliot Wolf doing?
Some of those people may be upset having never seen Efton Chisholm play in person or even seen on TV. Maybe they missed the preseason games. Efton Chisholm got cut. What are they doing down there?
That's our best receiver.
I thought Vrabel knew what he was doing. He cut Efton Chisholm. So
let me real quick. What do you think about if a Jabril Peppers or Kyle Duggar was cut?
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning to me.
They got a lot of safeties that they are high on back there.
That would be pretty high on my list. Okay. I mean, there's some guys that can't get cut. Like, Drake May is not getting cut. Milton Williams can't be cut. Barmore can't be cut. Like, so removing those guys, Peppers and Duggar would be really surprising to me. The one that I think Duggar's overrated. And the contract is good size. And again, he's not Vrabel's guy. Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf was part of that, but Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf are the one who signed him. Mm-hmm. So if Vrabel came in and said, Kyle Duggar, you don't really fit what I want to do in the back end. You're not good in coverage. You're a little slower than I like. You had an injury, whatever it may be. I guess maybe Peppers would really surprise me. But then again, guy admitted to police that he basically had cocaine. And like, I feel like every one of these, there is a reason you could talk yourself into him.
Also, the Duggar one, and I know, again, we use stats so far and try not to use it too far. Out of 171 qualifying safeties last year, he was ranked 158th in terms of his total overall grade from Pro Football Focus.
But they will tell you
he was injured. The supporters will tell you he had an injury. You ever hear of it? Maybe read the injury report once in a while. Okay. Was he on the field? This is where, like, I hold you to a certain standard. If you're on the field, I expect you to kind of play a little bit. The one thing I will say before we wrap this up is, Ted Johnson, you were never... So Patriots Football Weekly, we did this all the time. Yep. We did stories on this. We did podcasts on this. Did we never bring you up as a potential cut, you think?
I can't remember. I would.
I'm trying to remember. Paul Perillo, if you're still listening, shoot a text in.
I would have remembered that, I think.
You would have gotten mad at us, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
would you have?
Oh, I would have. Had to talk. We'd had a talk.
Because Brian Hoyer's still mad at me because I said he should be cut one year.
Steve Buckley called
did
me
he deserve it?
Serviceable one time, and I had to talk to him about that.
You got mad because he called you
serviceable.
You're as sensitive as the rest of them.
Oh, no. I am not serviceable. No. No, people couldn't do what I was doing there, Mr.
Wow.
Steve Buckley. No, sir, no.
You did not.
My last year. I was like,
so he called you a serviceable middle linebacker or something like
and that?
That
was, you might as well just spit in my face.
Wow.
That does kind of hurt.
Yeah.
When you hear it out loud.
Serviceable.
Yeah.
That's like Adrian Clem got really mad at me because I wrote something that he took his annual spot on IR. And he's like, what's that mean? I was like, well, you go on IR every year, so it's your annual spot on IR. And
I would love
offended.
To find out, though, if I was ever on those on that list.
I bet you were. No offense.
If I find out it's true, I'm not sure.
I bet
we can work together.
I bet late in your... I didn't say I put you on the list. It could have been somebody else at Page. It could have been Fred Kirsch, Paul
Fred,
Perillo.
Paul.
It could have been anybody.
Zach Coe is looking hard on the internet. Cannot find a one Ted Johnson.
You wouldn't find it.
And
no.
I don't think I would have ever done it because Ted was my kind of play. I like fullbacks, middle linebackers. I like physicality. He's my... I could
say that now.
I could see Paul Perillo saying it's an evolving game and a guy like Ted Johnson is no longer necessary.
Right under the bus he
that
goes.
I could see. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our list of...
Or reject.
Or reject our list of surprise cuts. Efton Chisholm, would he be a surprise? Would he not be a surprise? There's Ramondre Stevenson on the list. Up next, though, we got to touch on something, and I'm going astray from Dan Ball's rundown here, and he doesn't even know it. We are going to look at the top 25 teams from the last 25 years because Ted Johnson is going to be angry at someone other than Jaylen Brown. Right now, it's going to be Bill Barnwell. Bill Barnwell, ESPN, the top 25 teams of the last 25 years. There are a number of Patriots teams represented. There's even one very high on the list, and Ted Johnson's not happy about it. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken. Weight loss. Cal Raleigh is your winner of the 2025 Home Run Derby. Raleigh hit 18 home runs to Junior Caminero's 15 in the final round last night. He becomes the first catcher to ever win the Home Run Derby and the first switch hitter to win the competition outright. The MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. Paul Skeens starts for the NL opposite Tarek Skubal for the AL. Here is your lineup beginning with the American League. It's Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Ryan Ahern, Junior Caminero, Javier Baez, and Jacob Wilson. And for the NL, it's Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna, Ketel Marte, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Will Smith, Kyle Tucker, Francisco Lindor, and Pete Crow Armstrong. The Celtics fell to 2-1 in NBA Summer League play with a 196 loss to the Heat last night. Seven Boston players were at double digits in scoring, led by Baylor Shireman with 19. The Celtics visit the Lakers on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on the Connecticut Sun tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. The game will be televised on ESPN. And new within the hour, the Jets and cornerback Sauce Gardner reach an agreement on a four-year deal that ties him to the team for the next six seasons through 2030. He will make $30.1 million per season. It's the same structure and length as Garrett Wilson's deal handed out on Monday. Gardner's deal includes $60 million guaranteed. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 years to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after. Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Apparently rejoins today are going through Ted Johnson's favorite concert.
I just made a couple suggestions.
This was at the Sphere a couple years ago where if you missed the story, it basically, it's good to be Ted Johnson because he went to Vegas without tickets and just showed up and somehow tickets fell into his lap and he's at...
Andy saw Billy Corgan smashing pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're not doing that. Eat a salad. An actual salad. There's not a euphemism or anything about that. He ate an actual bowl of lettuce with dressing. Stiz, I don't know why you're laughing so hard.
But you know how lucky I got? The group I was with somehow got tickets after we had landed and already left the airport. We were able to find someone to get to me to offer me up the tickets to go. It was amazing.
This is what we think. The life of ex-professional
athletes. Yeah, you're a celebrity.
Like, it just falls into place. It's not hard to believe. It just falls into place, whereas Stiz and I would have been out on the sidewalk.
It doesn't fall into place as much as it used to, though. You know, but every now and then you get lucky.
It's funny.
Sure.
You're going to Coldplay tonight. Yeah, you're going to see the best concert in the world. But you're going to get angry right now, I think, because we actually talked about this. I think the studio is bugged because in between segments a few days ago, last week maybe, we were talking about the 07 Patriots. And we were talking about ranking Patriots and teams. And that team could have been not just the greatest team in Patriots history or football history, maybe considered the greatest team in any sport in any history. And then they lost to the Giants and they fall down the list because if don't mean a thing if you don't got the ring kind of thing. Except to Bill Barnwell. So Bill Barnwell was tasked... There's been a lot of these going around, the best this of the last 25 years.
It's the summertime,
2025 list. Okay. So this is the top NFL teams of the last 25 years.
Okay.
So you have, I mean, the 2001 Patriots could be an option, right?
They would never be considered one of the best, is my guess.
So I'll fast forward. We're not going to do the whole list. There are, I believe, four Patriots teams represented.
Okay.
All of them in the top 11. So well represented on this list. And there are a lot of teams in here, just to let you know, that didn't win the Super Bowl. A lot of teams that didn't go to the Super Bowl. Teams like the Ravens with Lamar Jackson that lost in the regular, I mean, the playoffs. Josh Allen.
Which one?
A couple years ago. Exactly. So, you know, they definitely didn't just say, well, you had to go to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl to be included. So there's some
already flawed.
Depth of this list. So let's fast forward. Because we want to focus on the Patriots. Like, okay, it's great. If you want to go to ESPN, yeah, read Patriots. All the other teams. So I believe the first.
Or just the top 10 at least.
So we'll start at 11 because that's a Patriots team.
Can I guess?
Okay.
I'm going to say it was maybe the 2014
Patriots. 2016 Patriots. Okay. 17-2. They won the Super Bowl over the Falcons. You might have heard they had to come back to do it. That is the first representative. Then the top 10, you have the 2001 St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, that's hard to argue, though. Right?
You beat them. You should argue it.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Well, I was thinking 1999 when they won the Super Bowl.
No, that's not in the last 25. This is the team you beat in the Super Bowl.
That's bullcrap.
They don't have the one of the top 10 teams.
Yeah. So we beat one of the top 10 teams. Yep. That was a hell of a team.
It was the greatest show on turf. A dynasty was born.
I can't imagine he would put a team that lost the Super Bowl to us in front of and not put us on the list.
That's why I was offended that you weren't offended. I was offended for you.
I am offended. I am horribly offended.
You kicked the ass of Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and all those guys. Yeah. And yet they're a top 10 team in the last quarter century.
Top 10 regular season team. Yeah.
No. Okay. Top 10 team.
Interesting.
Top 10 team the last quarter century.
I got you now.
Number 9, the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs. They went 15-4, and they won the Super Bowl 31-20 over the Niners. The 8 team is the Green Bay Packers from 2010. They went 14-6.
Didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, they did. They beat the Steelers.
Oh,
this was the one Packers team that actually won.
Oh, so, okay.
They beat the Steelers 31-25.
That's Aaron Rodgers' one Super Bowl.
That's Aaron Rodgers' one ring. The number 7 team, you might be familiar with this one. The year was 2003, and it was the New England Patriots.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That was a fun team.
17-2, won the Super Bowl over the Panthers, a fun Super Bowl. So the 2003 team is number 7.
Okay,
from the last
that's pretty good.
Okay, right you're there. Okay with that?
Yeah.
Number 6 is the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 15-4. They won the Super Bowl over the Raiders.
They're stacked on defense.
You remember John Gruden went there, took over for Tony Dungy.
Yeah, was that Brad Johnson?
That was Brad Johnson. Yeah, yep. Yeah, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The number 5 team from the last 25 years, according to Bill Barnwell, 2017 Philadelphia Eagles. They went 16-3. They beat the New England Patriots.
If Malcolm Butler was playing, they wouldn't have.
You can't argue with that.
No, Malcolm Butler.
That's
was
just
playing.
A fact.
Yeah, even the people that don't like when you talk about Belichick and decisions and all that, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a great Super Bowl, shootout Super Bowl. The number 4 team is
that a Patriots team?
Nope.
Okay, keep going.
Philadelphia Eagles from 2024. They beat the Chiefs 40-22. They went 18-3. That would be last year's
they
Eagles.
They were a hell of a team.
Really good team.
Oh, but very they wouldn't good. Be anything without Jalen Hurts.
Nick Sirianni has words for you,
Yeah, I disagree with him, too.
The number 3 team from the last 25 years.
I know the answer.
What do you
Patriots team?
It's a Patriots team.
It should be the 2007 Patriots.
It is not.
So I'm going to say it's the 2004 Patriots.
It is the 2004 Patriots. They went 17-2.
That was the best football team I have ever played on.
Beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl 24-21. We referenced it last week. I think we were talking about Corey Dillon and the 1,600 yards of rushing and the fact that games were over with 3-point leads in the first quarter, essentially.
It's insane.
Game was over.
We experienced that this year, just on the other direction.
Yeah, no, it was totally different feeling. It was sort of the anti this year in a lot of ways.
That actually puts me right
well
back
well coached,
there.
Well-stocked team that could play the game on their terms, dominate, and win.
Wow.
Then the number 2 team from the last 25 years, the 2013 Seattle Seahawks. They went 16-3, and then if you remember, they smoked the Broncos in the Super Bowl 43.
That's prime Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom.
Great nickname for
Broncos
defense.
Were not ready for it. It was a butt whooping with Peyton Manning and company. And then the number 1 team from the last 25 years, a team that did not win the Super Bowl.
Didn't win the Super Bowl, and they're the best team.
They did go 18-1.
That was nice.
They did wear a Patriots logo on their helmet. That would be the 2007 Patriots. They lost the Super Bowl famously 17-14 to the Giants, dominating regular season. were going to be crowned the greatest team in the history of all sports, and then came up short in the desert. The offensive line got dominated by that NASCAR front of the Giants.
Only rushed four.
Logan Mankins, Matt Light, Dan Copen, they all had a bad day. That was the offensive line that grew the beards in unity over the year and then immediately shaved them after they got their asses whooped in the Super Bowl. So what do we think about that? That a team that didn't win the Super Bowl, then didn't, you could argue, isn't even the best Patriots team of the last quarter century. Because right now, the first thing I think of, if the 04 team played the 07 team, what would have happened?
04 team wins.
Because I actually think the 04 team was equally as dominant, just in a different way.
It was a more balanced team. I mean, the 2007 Patriots, did they have as good of a defense as that 2004 defense?
No, it was a front-runner defense that the offense would get a 14-point lead, and then Mike Vrabel would pin his ears back and rush off the edge, and it was easy to play defense with a lead like that. And they played just a different – they were a modern, pass-happy, Randy Moss, Wes Welker.
They're like the Colts, kind of.
Yes, they became the Colts. Exactly what they were. And who used to beat the Colts?
The Patriots did.
Yeah, the physical, old-school – So
how'd you beat the Colts, Ted?
You know what? Cover two.
Yep.
And we would stop Edgerrin James.
And who stopped Edgerrin James?
That would be the guy you're looking at right
now. That's right. Okay, continue, Andy. Right, go ahead.
The serviceable linebacker?
Yeah, that's right. That, one of the very same, yeah.
But no, that's – so I actually like that Bill Barnwell opened the door for the 2007 Patriots to be really highly ranked. Because I don't think it really is fair – that you go from the best in the history of the game to just fall off lists everywhere. You're not included because you happen to have one bad day in the biggest game of the year.
The best team to ever play can't not win a Super Bowl.
That's how I feel about it. You have to, if you don't win the final game of your season, you can be really good. You could have a great year. It's like, remember when Giannis went on that talk a couple of years? Losing is not failure just because you didn't win the championship. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what he sounded like? A loser.
A little
you
bit.
You saying that.
Yeah. Sure. Stiz, speaking of losers, yes, Stiz.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
Just kidding, Stiz.
Andrew, four out of five times they beat the Giants, right? That team, same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's
yes.
where you kind of got it. You got it. I mean, like you said, you keep using the term bad day. I mean, the helmet catch, like, it was just a bad day.
The helmet catch is one of the most remarkable things you'll ever see. And back when I used to watch the ESPYs, when they made fun of that, when Justin Timberlake, he was on the sideline, he put his gum on the helmet and it stuck to his gum. And that's why the helmet catch happened. It was a good little skit in the ESPYs that people stopped watching 10 years ago that are on tomorrow night.
But the fact that the Giants broke the code. Like we broke the code for the Colts. We knew how to play the Colts. The Giants broke the code on how to play the Patriots, and that is do not blitz. You do not send more than four, ever.
They also did what you've talked about a lot. The thing you did with the Rams, the thing you did with the Cowboys are different. Like, you can lose a game but win the war, and the Giants lost the game in the season finale.
Yeah.
But I think that helped them win the war.
It certainly did.
And then I always go back to – I still think Belichick screwed that game up from a week-long management of the emotion and the he treated it like a business trip, like it was just game number 19. He didn't treat it like the greatest moment, frothing at the mouth, caged animals. And I always said it, the movies we watched out set a bad tone when we were going out there. We watched Miracle on the Plane Flying to Phoenix, and we watched Rocky IV. And they're both stories about the unbeatable champion being beaten by the little engine that could. I think that set a tone.
Interesting.
That game was lost on the plane in the movie choice.
That's interesting. You don't think they were undersold it. So they weren't overhyped,
right,
in a way.
They treated it like a business trip. And if you remember, the Giants wore the black. They all wore black and said, we're going to a funeral. We're the funeral of the Patriots and the undefeated season. Mm. I think on the field, yes, their game plan was great. And off the field, I think Tom Coughlin and company did a better job managing what was supposed to be a crazy big game. And the other thing in dominance that bothers me, just because the 07 team scored a lot of points doesn't mean they're more dominant. Like, that's modern football, different style. It's like the Celtics. Like, you can shoot a bunch of threes and your score will be fancy, but a scrappy defensive team might beat you and be just as dominant. And I think the 04 team, that's why... simulation. I'm sure somebody's done it, actually. But do some simulation where the 04 Patriots play the 07 Patriots. I think it'd be a fun dogfight. Because I think the 04 Patriots were way better than the 07 Giants that actually did that and knocked off the 07
Patriots.
I'm
going to favor the teams with the stronger defense. If you put a number one defense up against a number one offense in the Super Bowl, the number one defense usually wins.
He's right about that. Usually the defense wins.
Yeah,
and
no,
usually the offenses fade, and that whole thing where the MVP quarterback never wins because he goes to the Super Bowl, but then they have a less than great day against a good defense and all that.
I'm not questioning the Super Bowl champion. God forbid I do, but I am. I think it's funny that the defensive player favors defense. But that's just all. That's
he
all.
He probably likes teams with good middle linebackers.
Yeah,
too.
What a concept. Yeah, absolutely.
Tends to work out for them.
That's okay. They shut down the Colts. That's all that matters.
Next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted takes center stage. It is the second edition of Ted's Movie Club, which I'm just going to give you a hint, went much better than the first. I hated the first movie. I liked the second. I did.
That's strong.
I hated Last of the Mohicans. It was terrible. It
says more about you than
I actually want to lower. I gave it 2 Johnsons. I want to drop 2 Johnsons. 0 Johnsons. There's no more Johnsons on that Last of the Mohicans. But up next, we'll review Argo, the second in a series of Ted Johnson movie clubs here on WEEI Afternoon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
They got to play this song. This is the one song I want them to play. They got to play this song.
Oh, you'll definitely hear this.
You think so?
100%.
Can't you check those things? Aren't there like set lists?
Do you want to know or do you want to be surprised?
Do you have a set list?
Yeah, I'll get it for you.
I'd love to. No, I'd love to. No, if it's how about just being played? I don't even know when it's being played.
Yeah, you can't guarantee what they're going to do tonight, but you can see what they've been doing for the every night since tonight.
Okay,
so, I feel like they're going to do this.
This is one of their big ones.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people would leave unhappy if
they didn't play this. Yes.
Now the thing that sucks is sometimes, like me, I don't like staying for encores or whole shows because I want to beat the crowd. I don't want to be.
Come on.
I do. I'm sorry. So usually a band's going to save their last big best song for the very very end, which.
So the last concert they did on the 12th out in North York, Ontario, they did 23 songs. Mm-hmm. It was broken up into four acts: Planets, Moons, Stars, and Home.
I love it.
Higher Power, Adventure of a Lifetime, Paradise, The Scientist, Viva La Vida, Perfect. Hymn of the Weekend, yes. Everglow, Charlie Brown, Yellow, All My Love,
love them.
People of the Pride, Clocks, which is a huge
boom,
one.
There we go.
We go right in the middle.
We That's Pray, it. Infinity Signs, Something Just Like This, My Universe, Sky Full of Stars. And then the last act is Sparks, Don't Panic, the Jumbotron song, Fix You, which is my favorite. Good Feelings and Feels Like I'm Falling in Love.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right, it's not the Ted Johnson Music Club. It's the Ted Johnson Movie awesome. Club. So let's move on to Argo.
On the field, he's always brought the hammer and the heart.
Smack down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Off the field, he's a refined gentleman of culture and fine art.
Hard to believe that Johnson, 240-pounder, what he really likes to do is read romantic novels. He gets inspired by those.
Buy your tickets and grab your seats.
Movies are like books, but with pictures.
It's Ted's Movie Club.
You don't know?
It means Argo
on WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, so you heard a little taste of it there.
Fantastic.
This week's assignment, week two of Ted Johnson's Movie Club, was Argo. I will say Ted now owes me $3.98 because this one was not available on any of the free streaming
Only
services.
Only if you didn't like it. I did like it.
So you want me to start off?
Well, please, by all means.
Okay, so
you want to give? Can I just give people kind of the preview?
Give a little synopsis. Yeah.
So this movie is based on a true story. Ben Affleck is actually stars in it and directs this movie. Argo. What year did this movie come out?
I believe 2012. Yeah.
Yeah, 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, which is probably my favorite kind of place to look for that. This is basically about what happened in 1979. That militants stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran, taking 66 American hostages. But amidst the chaos, six Americans from the embassy were able to escape and then found refuge in the Canadians' home there in Tehran and hid out until they were rescued. And it was an interesting kind of... A story of where Hollywood kind of got involved to help get them out. And so it's a fascinating story because it's a true story. And it tells you kind of the times. The soundtrack's awesome. The acting is phenomenal. I think Alan Arkin is an incredible character in this movie. So
steals the show.
I'm curious to get y'all's thoughts, but that's just an overview of what Argo is about.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a really well-done movie. I thought it, unlike Last of the Mohicans, which dragged and I didn't care
Let's move on.
So I'll just stick to the script of this one.
Thank God Last of the Mohicans was free.
I liked the story. There's a boatload of actors you know, faces you know, whether they're character actors or John Goodman, like various
Bryan
people. Bryan Cranston. Like, it's loaded with people. You're like, I know that person. And I wasn't familiar with this story. I didn't know this story. I knew the story, the bigger story of the Olympics and the hostages and all that, but I didn't know this six-person story. And it's their extraction plan, and they come up with a bunch of other ones that aren't good or aren't going to work. And I think at one point they say, this is the best of the bad ideas.
Correct.
Or whatever.
That's the line, best of the bad ideas. Yep.
And there's good dialogue. There's good back and forth. There's good... anxiety or whatever, you got a little tense when they go to the bazaar, that scene in the bazaar where they're scoping out the movie and they're all in public and the guy freaks out and he's yelling and that whole scene.
They're in the Volkswagen and they're driving through the crowd, quiet, but the tension.
So I felt their cover was
they were Canadian filmmakers.
Right.
Yes.
And they were on hand to produce this movie, Argo, which was like a space scientific thing. So they were looking for old places, bazaar, the whole thing. But I liked it. I liked the dialogue. I liked the script. Energy. I felt something. I was involved in the movie. Something I never was with other certain movies I've watched that I won't mention anymore. So all that is to be said. I am going to give it 4. Are we just doing full Johnsons? Half?
No, you can do a half.
Quarter
do a
Johnsons?
Half. Do a half.
I'm going to go 4 Johnsons.
Okay.
I liked it a lot, but I want to leave room for some of the other movies that might be coming. I don't want to be that person that gives a 10 on the first dunk, and then you're like, well, what do I give when a better dunk comes along? So,
all right. So
four big Johnsons. 4 big Johnsons for Argo for me.
Very, very good. What about you, Daniel? What'd you think, bud?
I was a big fan as well. I enjoyed it much more than I did Last of the Mohicans. I on the show said that the second half of Last of the Mohicans picked up and gained a little bit of steam, but I thought this one was really solid throughout. I'm right there with you. Also, Alan Arkin was the absolute star of the show. Also, shout out to Chris Messina, who's in The Newsroom, which has become one of my favorite shows on HBO. He was one of the supporting characters in there as well. I'm learning because I had a unique experience. I watched Shawshank the night before, and then I watched Argo last night.
Ooh.
So I'm quickly trying to catch up on all the things that I have missed. So it was interesting to get a barometer. I need to leave a little bit of room for, you know, the metaphorical cream at the top. So I'm taking a half point away. I would have loved to know a little bit more about, like, feel a bit more sympathetic for the characters, learn more about them to kind of be rooting for them a bit more. Same with Ben Affleck. They give, like, that he's away from his family story, but they didn't go too deep into that, so add an extra 15 minutes for me to get to know them a little bit better. I would have liked that. And they also kind of didn't give Canada as much credit. I was reading about the actual story, and they kind of took a little bit away from Canada to pump at the United States. So those are my 2 half points off each. I give it 4 Johnsons as well.
Well, okay, 2 fours. All right. Very good. Stizzer.
Yeah.
What about you, buddy?
I love this movie, like everyone else. I'm going to give it 4 Johnsons. This is right in my wheelhouse. It's a true story. It's history. Yeah. Ben Affleck. I love Ben Affleck. Alan Arkin, RIP, passed away just a couple years ago. Absolutely crushed it. Great acting, great dialogue, great cinematography, the tension. This has been on my list for a long time, and I just haven't got around to watching it, so I was so happy I finally sat down, put it on. I love this movie. Four Johnsons.
Okay, yeah. Man, we got 4s across. What I do love movies that are based on true stories.
Yeah.
And just the fact that the CIA used the Hollywood, a makeup artist, as a to build this. It was a fake movie. They had to have come up with a fake script.
Yep.
They actually had a premiere and to promote it, and had media come to it. Had readings of the script when it was never going to go into production, but they had to do that just to cover their ass. But this is a 4.5 for me. And Fitzy has, even though he's not here, he's got a 4.5. So the aggregate of Argo is considerably higher than that of Last of the Mohicans, which we did last week.
We're at a 4.2 out of 5 versus a 3.9 out of 5 for Last of the Mohicans.
It's not as close as that would indicate. This is a much better movie.
Well, yeah, Andy's changing his score on the fly. So
and I'll say this. I thought Ben Affleck jacked up, dude, in that movie. He was doing really good shit.
Yeah.
By the way, I was at the Red Sox game Friday night. Someone said that Ben was at that
with Jennifer. Garner.
Yep.
Yep.
With the kids?
He continues to rotate through women in his life.
Jennifer's.
It's kind of a weird, kind of a weird dynamic. But yeah, they were sitting down in like those John Henry seats right by the dugout.
Damn.
And there was actually a funny clip making the rounds because, you know, I have the TVs down in front of those fancy seats. He saw himself on TV and he started posing. He caught it and started doing like the finger. He played it up a little bit. He had a little fun. And then Jennifer Garner had some good interaction with some fans.
It was like, my mom says hi. She's like, oh, tell her hi.
She seems legit nice.
She's
I mean, I guess you could fake it, but how do you know?
I met her once. I interviewed her at the Super Bowl. She did draft day promotion with her and Kevin Costner.
You dropped this name. You want me to drop
it? It was a meet cute. We bumped into each other. I turned and there's...
Did you meet Costner?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for Ted Johnson's Movie Club.
I got a good story for you.
Yeah, we'll get to it next time. That's going to do it for Ted Johnson.
Do we have our next week
you're going to assign us something.
Or do we want to do it?
Or take the night and then tell us tomorrow.
Tell you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Say goodnight.
Good night, guys. Have fun.
Ted Johnson's off to Coldplay at Gillette Stadium. We're off to the 5 o'clock hour. Dan Ball sticking around. We're going to talk about the Red Sox, who are doing some heavy recruiting at the All-Star game. They're looking to add to their arsenal of pitchers for the second half of the season. At least the players seem like they are, based on social media. We'll talk Red Sox up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.